This is a previously recorded episode.
The Better on Draft podcast is part of the PodcastDetroit.com network and is recorded live in the Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming in Ferndale, Michigan.
Now, pop that 40 and kick back. Here is Dan, Nick, Ken, and Rob.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 26.5, part two, test two, try two.
Funny story.
My name is Ken. Yeah, funny story. We've been doing this for a half hour now, and we just actually got it live. So with that in mind, my name is Ken. With me, as always, we actually all have beer pretty much now. So, Nick, what's going on?
Good. Part
good.
Two.
Good, good. Still good from the first time.
I got a beer in hand, so that's good.
We do have beers in hand. Rob, what's going on?
Still pissed off about the snow. Again.
Part two.
The snow.
Looking outside
on April 2nd.
Really a lot of snow.
And not April 1st. Yeah, not piling up. It's warm enough, but when you get out of the mindset and you let yourself slip and you forget that it's Michigan and it's like, okay, I should remember that it can snow in April. And then it snows, you have no reason to get mad.
Dan, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right.
Part two.
Drinking my... you're drinking that barrel-aged Angry Beaver pretty hard over there.
Well, I've got about a few minutes to finish it.
A few minutes to finish it.
We got a couple beers on the table sitting here. We got the anniversary ale here.
The anniversary ale, the triple IPA.
Yep.
That is bitter.
And then what's
as
this
all
other
hell.
One right here?
Well, that's a barrel-aged Angry Beaver.
Barrel-aged Angry Beaver.
Yep. And you, what do you have?
This is the Sriracha Ace Imperial IPA.
That's all you, bro.
Yeah.
IPA. All you.
Yep. I totally want those extremely spicy beers, which probably
this
don't taste
not,
spicy
it,
at
it
all
It is
to
not
you.
Spicy. It's Sriracha.
Sriracha, not
it's the
sriracha.
Type of hop.
Oh, there we go. Sriracha.
Is it still on me, then?
Yeah, still all you.
Oh, boo-hoo.
It's an IPA, whatever. I mean, seriously, who likes IPAs?
We can take a straw poll of everyone here.
Straw poll. Anyone that's actually listening. If you like IPAs, raise your hand.
What are those guys with the laptops and microphones
look at that.
Doing?
Look at only one person raised his hand.
Yeah, we have one person actually listening. It's our buddy Chris.
Nobody likes IPAs at all.
We can do a caucus.
We could do a caucus,
yes. If you like IPA, what if I'm undecided at this point?
Then you have to listen to everyone else say why you should either like IPAs or don't like IPAs. So
is it a one or the other? Or can we have like a caucus for IPA, caucus for a brown ale, caucus for and is that all IPAs or is it just the standard IPA? So like the triple IPA will have its own caucus?
I think you just lump all the IPAs into one category because
that's not fair.
It's not winner take all. So I mean, some delegates are going to go to other beers.
Oh, okay.
Which is what's going to happen.
And how do I vote for Martin O'Malley? Nope, not at all.
This is as far as we're going to go.
That's
Jim Webb.
I don't think so. You can get Rocky. What was the guy's name?
Rocky De La Fuente.
De La Fuente, yes.
Yeah, De La Fuente you could have voted for. That is if you had a Democratic ballot.
But his real name was actually, his first name is actually spelled Roque, R-O-Q-U-E.
Must be French or something. He's probably
no
not
idea.
American. Like
I don't
that
even
Obama
care.
Feller. So we're here at Falling Down's third anniversary celebration. Definitely a packed house right now.
Oh, yeah.
People are drinking, eating, watching something on the NHL Network.
It looks like it's just best of playoff highlights.
Best of.
Did you see the way Boston beat St. Louis?
I didn't see. I saw the score. That's all I saw.
Can't catch a break.
Nope. We're still. Well, I mean, I think they don't have a game in hand anymore. So I think we're just 1 point behind them now. But they have the tiebreaker over us, which is regular and overtime wins that aren't shootouts.
Goodness.
So that's going to be quite the dilemma when we get into playoffs, et cetera, or trying to get into playoffs
too.
So that I think that Philly game isn't as important necessarily as the Boston game is going to be next week for sure. But hopefully, I mean, we should have been able to put away Montreal that one game, and we didn't. Now we got to play Toronto tonight, and we need to win against Toronto.
They beat the Wild, which is tougher than two teams. The Wild are a playoff team. Now you've got Toronto.
Well, the Blues were a playoff team, too, much better than the Boston Bruins, and somehow they pulled that off. But I haven't seen
Boston.
The highlights of that.
Boston.
So... we're drinking beers, and before we actually realized that we weren't live, one of the things that we wanted to we were talking about was the what makes a brewery, what makes you want to go to a brewery. We were discussing food, we were discussing
water.
Yeah, sure. We were discussing food. Sorry, I was placing an order.
It's a live show. What do you expect?
Yeah, placing an order. We didn't have someone that we, you know, remember when we tried to hire someone to just pour us beer?
Yeah.
We did try to do that. That was three.
We did. Yeah.
I was trying to make that happen.
I was trying to get Robert to do that, but he wouldn't do it for us.
I know.
He wouldn't serve us. That's very, very upsetting.
That's a very sensitive subject. We won't get into that.
That's all we... Did we tell you about the Craigslist post we put out there once?
No.
We literally put a Craigslist post out there where we were just like, we want someone to serve our beers. Your fee will be drinking beers with us.
Did you get responses?
I got three responses. One of them, we actually brought them on, and she lasted all of 2 weeks.
Well, hey, she made it 2 weeks.
Well, you've made it a couple months now. You're actually on the intro.
Yeah, no, I'm on the intro. Wow. That is the still.
You've come such a long way, Robert.
Right? I know. 2 months.
So how's your experience been with us? That's definitely a...
We haven't scared him away.
Yeah, we
so.
Haven't scared
no,
him
no,
away.
No, I haven't scared him away. I mean, it's been fun. I mean, I love just sitting around here talking about beer and enjoying beer.
Drinking beer.
Actually, yeah, just beer and beer.
The occasional sports.
Yeah, the occasional sports. I mean, and really just meeting the people behind the breweries and
yeah.
really what it takes to really get one of these started.
I think that's what's been the best part of hosting this show, at least for the past half a year, is that we've been able to meet so many people that do the behind-the-scenes work that are able to, you know, teach us a lot. Because, you know, we do have two people who have homebrewed. I've never homebrewed. Nick hasn't. But we really don't know what goes into brewing beer, period, let alone mass production brewing beer.
Yeah. I think one of, like, the big things that still gets me is just the whole everybody's competing to make the best beer, but at the same time, everyone is collaborating with everyone else.
Right.
And you've got, I mean, like when we had, well, obviously Dearborn was talking about getting ready to start, you know, talking to Downey. And what was it? We had Nick from Black Lotus and how he has been, you know, hanging out with Sellermans
yeah.
and all the other stuff. So, I mean, it's not this, you know, kill every other brewery mentality. I mean, we want to be number one, but at the same time, we want everybody to be number one.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny, you know, being that we're here at Falling Down, they have a beer out that they've done with Batch Brewing. It's a collaboration. So you got all these, you know, breweries helping each other out, but still at the same time trying to make that number one beer better than everyone else's. But they still have moments where they're going to go out and work with one of their peers in yeah. creating something unique. A little slice of each brewery, I guess, if you could say.
Yeah.
Well, I think it just like food, there's so many different styles of food. There's so many different things that you can do to food. It's the same with beer. There's so much that you can do with beer that you can basically, you know, do a lot of different things, even with just the same type of beer. You know, you have a brown
right.
ale. They have the one brown ale here. They're Angry Beaver, and then they also have the Nice Beaver. They have their barrel-aged Angry Beaver. Not necessarily. I guess if Beaver was the natural beer itself, but no, I think the fact that they've tried to expand in regards to not just settling, and I think that's what a lot of brewers do, is that once they have that beer, they settle with it. And after, you know, a year and a half, 2 years, I can't tell you the last time I had something, you know, beers that I love from like a Dragon Mead or a Kuden, just because there's so many other options. You know, I don't drink the Michigan Mud anymore from Kuden. I don't drink the Final Absolution or the Killer Bee from Dragon Mead. You know, all these beers that we have.
Yeah, you used to be all over that Final Absolution.
I love Final Absolution. That stuff was dangerous.
There weren't as many options either.
Oh, no, and especially many options in a bottle. You know, you're talking Final Absolution. At that time, that was back with, like, Kunin. Kunin was actually brewing beers, and Kunin was distributing beers. They actually, you could buy 4-packs just at a store.
Right.
So now you can't anymore, you know, which is their decision. I don't know if it was the law or anything like that that stopped them. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, you have all these beers now and all these choices. You look at, you know, any place that you go to, like maybe a Zatuna Fine Liquor out in Rochester Hills, Michigan, where you can get pretty much any beer that you want up there. And it's nice, easy, good pricing. And that's pretty much what you look for in a beer store,
right,
as much as you look for in a brewery.
Yeah.
You want to be able to choose different things. You want to try different things. And you want to be able to move on with that and just be like, all right, you know, the next time I go, I don't want to have the 6 same beers on a flight. I want to try 6 different ones.
Right.
And when you don't have a tap system like Dragon Mead, you have to continuously keep changing your taps.
Yeah.
And changing your beers. And sometimes a lot of people don't like that because they want something consistent. But, you know, what the point of going to a brewery is to experience the beer and taste the beer, not get hammered.
Right. I mean, just sit there and, like I said, just experience different beers. And I mean, obviously there's going to be those, I mean, obviously we were talking about it before we kind of went live there, about a brewery having those 3 or 4 staple beers that,
yeah,
the yellow beer substitutes that you know, people are just going to sit there and hopefully consistently have year round.
Yeah.
But it is nice to have, you know, some different stouts in the winter. Have something, you know, something lighter, like you said, something sweeter in the summertime, kind of those lawnmower beers without the lawnmower, just kind of sitting around in here and just having decent beers all the way throughout the year.
What is your lawnmower beer?
My lawnmower beer? Jeez. For a minute there yesterday, I was about to make Dearborn's
The Wit?
The West Village Wit.
The West Village Wit, yeah.
That's my lawnmower beer. That is.
It's only about a 15-minute drive from your place, probably.
Yeah, no, it's just not that far away. I don't know. I guess the funny thing is, I don't think I really have a set lawnmower beer, because it's just,
yeah,
I pretty much cut and I just grab whatever the heck I want. I mean,
whatever's in the door in your fridge, right?
Whatever's in the door in the fridge or in my cold storage room in the basement. So I have like just my full selection I can get,
right,
to. And I mean, I still drink stouts in the summer. I don't care. I love stouts. I got friends that just say, yeah, I just drink that in the winter. I'm like, if I want a stout, I'm going to drink a stout. I don't care what time of the year it is. And, you know, if it's been sitting down there for 6 months, you know, it's probably still good and probably not infected. But,
oh, geez. I definitely started some type of flame war online after posting the
I had to go there.
The post for last night's show when we had Mocha Munt and Hipster Brunch on. And spoiler alert, they weren't infected.
I don't know if you saw my post on Untappd after I had the Hipster. I just put it on there and just said, still good, not infected. Again, not infected.
Maybe we need to have like an Untappd page. You have Hipster Brunch and Hipster Brunch not infected.
Or like just, how they separated with the years.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like Hipster Brunch infected in parentheses.
So you got like Hipster Brunch 2015, Hipster Brunch 2015 not infected. That is one thing that's always hard, especially with the barrel-aged beers, because truthfully, they can get infected and they can have a lot of issues in regards to the bottling. You look at what happened with Bourbon County this past year. But again, Oddside doesn't have the backing of a giant organization to where if that happens, you know.
They can't sit there and just issue out $20 checks.
No. And T-shirts.
I know, and what sucked was I didn't realize that ended in February, so I never made the phone call. So I've got two bottles of the coffee.
Oh, do you still have them?
Oh yes.
Oh, you should bring them on one of the shows. I want to taste the infectedness. I want to actually taste what it is like to have an infected beer.
We'll see. I had three, but the two that I have, they have the same code on it. The third one didn't, and to me it was just Bourbon County coffee. I didn't taste any type of infection at all.
That's definitely interesting, you know, because that Bourbon County was such a hot trade item, too. Everybody wanted it. Yeah. And the barley wine, even. The barley wine was a big one, too.
Yeah.
And for it to be completely useless and now to the point where you pretty much lost on that trade no matter what you traded.
Right.
You could have traded a Bud Light and you still lost.
Yeah. I mean, and it was the same thing with the Oddside, because I know when all of a sudden all the posts started hitting that it was infected, all of a sudden there were people who were just trying to trade it as fast as they could. And it was funny because someone had put up a post to do a trade, and they were trying to get rid of the Mocha Mutt, the Hipster, and the Bourbon Barrel My Mocha. And somebody commented, like, trying to get off that ship as fast as you can, can't you?
Oh, I would have traded them, you know, one for one with, like, a Budweiser or something. I mean, you know, what you're trying to say. Yeah, you know what you're trying to trade away from me, and I'm taking a gamble with every bottle that I open, technically.
Right.
I'll give you $1 a bottle. I think I might have offered that to some people. I'm like, I'll give you $1 a bottle. It's simple, easy, and it's, you know, the odds are in my favor if they're good. And if they're not, I'd probably still drink it.
Right.
Well, I again, like that green apple, that sour taste, like I've never had an infected beer before, but I think I would know what an infected beer tastes like.
Yeah.
Just because it wouldn't taste like the regular beer. And last night when we had the Hipster and we had the Mocha, they weren't infected at all. They tasted delicious. And I was more upset that we opened them than anything.
Yeah, no, it's like the same feeling when the news started to hit, and then I had a moment of paranoia. I mean, I said, all right, I need to go downstairs. I need to open up a Mocha Mutt, because that pretty much was the first one that I heard everybody was freaking out about. So that was the first one I went down to open. And I drank it. I'm like, you know, this is fine. And I had that same feeling. All of a sudden, I was upset because I was like, wait a minute, there's nothing wrong with this. All of these probably came out the same day. So if one is infected, then they all have to be infected to me.
Yeah, that's the one thing, is how can one beer be good and the next beer be bad in a batch unless,
right,
you know, something have it. It's just so weird.
Yeah.
It doesn't make logistical sense as to why that would happen.
Yeah. It's like the only thing I can think of is, I mean, obviously, all of this beer is not coming from the same barrel. So if there is going to be a problem, there's going to be a problem with a particular barrel, with a particular batch.
But don't they recombine all the barrels into one ton before they fill the beer?
See, and that's where it gets into the area where I don't know.
So you wouldn't have a six pack, though, that's like three from one barrel and three from the other. It would all come from that same ton.
So, well, then that would be it, then.
Like, it just doesn't make sense to me, you know, and obviously I'm trying. Like, I'm open to the fact that, okay, something could be wrong with it, something could be wrong with the bottling, with the process. And, you know, I've invited people to give me bottles. I'm like, give me a bottle that you know is infected, and I will taste it. I will try it.
Right.
But until then, until I have one that is quote-unquote infected, I'm not going to say it's any of that happened, because it just doesn't.
No. And my thing is, especially from the note from Oddside, I mean, if it was infected, I feel comfortable knowing that they would have admitted to it. Much like when they said that there was an issue with the Morningwood, that they knew that was there and they found it and they called themselves out on it. But they did the testing, they did the QA, They tested it throughout the process. They never had a problem all the way going into bottling. So I mean it's good for them that they're just going to stand up and say no. It's like our beer was fine. And if you want to age it, you can age it at your own risk. But if we say it will age and it will age well, then basically we'll put it on the label.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're going to age something, you're taking that gamble yourself too of how it's going to taste in a year.
Yeah.
You know, not many beers tell you that something ages well.
Right.
You have 120. That's pretty much the only
one
I know.
That's the only bottle out of all the bottles I have. That's like the only bottle I think I have that actually says ages well on it. And every time I look at it in the fridge, it looks like it's kombucha, and it's just something growing in there. And I keep thinking, this doesn't look like it ages well at all. It looks like I'm raising an alien in this damn bottle because I don't know what's swirling in there.
That's not good at all.
No,
I'm trying to think of any type of beer that I've aged. Like I've pretty much gone to the point where the only reason I'm aging beers is because I'm just not drinking it fast enough.
Right. No. That's pretty much the same with me.
Like, I've definitely, for the first few months of our show, I was buying beer, a lot of beer for the show. And now I'm just like, all right, let's calm down a little bit.
You don't have to worry about it so much as you used to.
Well, no, because, I mean, even those first few weeks, we were all still bringing our own beer and everything was fine. And, you know, we're thankful that, you know, when our guests come, sometimes they like to bring stuff and share stuff with us. Some of them bring a lot of stuff and we don't know what to do with it. Eric?
Right.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Oh, yeah. When you bring two cases of beer and we're like, oh. Well, and then he doesn't tell us he brought it until after
right.
the show. So,
like next, 5 minutes before we signed off,
the
that
next
night.
Three shows, we realized we're just going to be drinking Rochester Mills the entire time. No, but we're very, very grateful in regards to all those, including, you know, it's a great brewery that has been a guest on our show.
Who's that?
That's North Center Brewing.
Oh.
North Center
Brewing.
That host spoke a lot.
Up in Northville, Michigan. Go say hi to Bob and the gang. Tell them we sent you. They'll give you a good deal, and if they don't, well, you can blame Bob and the gang, not us. But no, go check it out. Full-size shuffleboard TVs. They have a really good pizza place right next door that delivers for free. And then, of course, you have the opportunity to go across the street at the nice Northville Cigar Bar.
Ooh,
and you can go smoke
nice.
A cigar right after. Why don't you have a seat?
Chris,
have a seat, Chris.
Why don't you take a seat?
We have a friend here who was just kind of lounging around, and we had Dan had to leave early, so we were just telling him to
Chris
take
has been
a
giving
seat.
Me some of his beers, too, so he's been getting a couple of different ones, and he's been letting me take some sips from them, so...
Yeah,
don't
we're going to adjust your mic a little bit. Yeah, there you go. It's, no, not that. Sorry.
Chris is a big guy, so he's going to have to raise the microphone a little bit. Oh,
yeah, Dan was talking down into it. So.
I was like, just say when.
There you go. That's good. When.
How's it going, Chris?
It's going all right. How do you like some of the Ninja Chicken Red?
That Ninja Chicken Red was pretty good. It was really, really good.
Is it gone?
I don't know. Is it? Oh, what do you know? There you go.
Yeah,
So, Chris, what have you had so far? You've been here just about as long as we have here today. What have you had so far?
I started at the top of their beer list today with the Anniversary Arrow, the
Triple IPA.
Orange, yeah.
Yep. Work your way down, huh?
I'm working my way down. I had the Feel Good Tab, which is great. $1 from every pint is donated to multiple squirrels.
Yeah, that's the collaboration beer with Batch Brewing, it looks like. Yep.
Yeah, but I think Batch does that at their brewery right now. Is pretty much they have one beer that's their charity beer, where $1 of every pint goes to some type of charity, which is always good to have.
I mean, you've had the Ninja Chicken before. Now you're onto the Ninja Chicken Red.
It is definitely a little bit different. You can get a little bit of the taste the red brings out.
Right. And that's normally their pale ale, but now they've changed that to a red, and they also have a brown version of that on the menu today. I don't know. Is that a normal one? The Ninja Chicken Brown?
I don't think so.
So I
don't come here that often just because it's a little bit out of the way.
Well, Chris, this is walking distance from you, so...
Well, it's the first time I've seen the brown and the red.
Okay, yeah.
I've seen the bourbon barrel age before, so they're definitely expanding on one of the most popular beers.
Yeah. And as we were talking about earlier, when we found out we weren't live, the 89 different variants of Crooked Tree. This could be the gateway that allows them to do that here.
Well, it's weird to see a barrel-aged version of a pale ale. That's not a beer that many people barrel-age.
It might draw a lot of attention, though, especially from those that are barrel-aged fans.
The only one that I know, isn't Nihilist a barrel-aged IPA?
That is a barrel-aged IPA, yes.
Yeah, so you're not going to see too many barrel-aged pale ales in regards to the whole system. It's hard to it's hard for me to wrap my brain around it, really, because it's such a light beer,
right?
And then it's adding so much harsher, that bourbon tone,
right?
It's just so much.
I would think with some of the pale ales that are out there, like the big ones, like Zombie Dust, or, well, I mean, heck, even Two Hearted here, if they would try to barrel age either of those, what would happen? I can't even. I mean, hell, the Two Hearted, I like it as it is. I can't imagine that with any type of, you know, bourbon tone to it at all.
Right.
So, I mean, we got Chris here. We'll ask you a question or two. I think we're going to probably sign off very soon because it is 3:00. We did lose a little bit of time with that. But, Chris, you know, what brings you to a brewery? Obviously, location was good for Falling Down. But what brings you to go to a different brewery or somewhere past Falling Down? Like, you know, you drive past Falling Down to get to this brewery.
Well, when it comes down to going to a brewery, it's let's try something new a lot of times.
Right.
I like different styles. Generally, I was a IPA drinker forever. And then the other question is, where are my friends at? Where do they want to go for this?
What style do you normally gravitate to?
I generally gravitate to more of the IPAs, more of the bitter finishing flavors, I like. So I'm on the fence with the bourbon barrel, most of the beers.
I think Kent can attest to the bourbon barrel ones more than anyone on our show.
What can I attest to?
Don't worry about it. Just keep checking your phone.
Okay, I'm just making sure everything's okay. I got a few messages about the show in regards to people needed to get closer to the mic.
Yeah, I hope they understand that there are a lot of people here.
Yeah, this was probably not the best idea.
Yeah,
but
we're here. We're still doing a show, so...
I mean, hell,
yeah. The lady's saying she can't hear anything here.
I feel like I'm eating a damn thing, so...
So, IPAs, what, is there any other ones?
I'll drink anything that's put in front of me at the end of the day. I'm not that selective.
What about at the beginning of the day? Will you drink anything that's put in front of you, or...?
I'll drink anything in the beginning of the day. The middle of the day, I get picky, but, you know, the rest of the day, I'm pretty good.
Middle of the day, it's usually just pale ales and stuff, but, you know.
Natty daddies?
Natty daddies.
Natty daddies?
Not again.
You need to rehydrate some way.
I don't know if that's one that you would really want to rehydrate to.
Isn't that what hams is for?
God.
Goodness.
Please don't.
Dear God, no.
Just, no.
Not a fan? Not a fan of the hams?
No, I'm not.
All right. Well,
I don't care if it's 50 cents for a pint in Vegas or whatever.
It's like a quarter for a can there.
Quarter for a can? Is that
that's
a
deal.
That's at Vegas Club,
over
right?
At, yeah, Vegas Club.
Vegas Club.
Is where they had that.
I'll pass.
Yeah, hard pass for a lot of us. That's going to pretty much do it for us here at the Better on Draft podcast, episode 26 and a half. I thank you guys for coming out to this event. We'll definitely have some better planning for other events in regards to where we go and how we set up and how we get everything rolling. But with that in mind, don't forget, check out our sponsors, including 3NIC Scoreboard out in Allen Park. And remember, what you think of your beer, we think it's better on draft. Have a good night.
All right, see you.
This is a previously recorded episode